What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven. A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast. Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. We are just leaving Patreon and we are in a discussion about Mormon women and how they like to take it in the butt so they can keep their virginity.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't really started the conversation yet. We were more discussing the tax plans and insurance.
Yeah.
So maybe this wasn't a good week to buy Patreon, but yeah, you should buy it anyway.
It's still pretty good if you want to hear me complain about my life and bills and stuff. But that reminds me what you said about anal sex.
Bill Wild.
Yeah. I was guest bartending one night, and a bunch of my friends were there.
Yeah, guest bartender.
Yeah.
What is that, like a celebrity thing now? Your celebrity gig?
Actually, I did it more than 10 years ago, so I wasn't even podcasting yet. I'm just well known in the area.
So then it wasn't a guest bartending. It was you bartended for a friend.
No, it was like they had a guest bartender every Thursday. Sometimes it would be someone from another bar. Sometimes it would be a really hot girl, and sometimes it would be me.
Don't you have to be?
wait. This is not a guest bartender
somewhere.
It's only a guest bartender if they're famous.
I was that's what I'm saying. Like so what you're saying, Joe, is that you simply worked for somebody else. You covered somebody's shift.
Yeah.
That guy still works.
What?
The usual Thursday bartender still works. I'm just on the other side of the bar guesting.
They just rotated an extra bartender in because they were short that night.
They brought me in to draw. That's what it was.
They brought you in to draw. I'm sure they
did. Did you have like a caricature stand? And you drew big cheekbones and everybody and had them surfing.
I would basically draw you on roller skates and give you big teeth and like crazy hair, you know.
Hey there, girly, you like roller skating? No. Every little girl loves roller skating.
There was a few guy friends there. There was a married couple, whatever. So the married couple's talking. My friend's wife, they're talking about her daughter. And she's like, well, you know, she's still a virgin or whatever. And I guess she was like 17 or 18. So my other buddy hears it, pipes up and goes, "That mouth and those hands ain't virgin."
Oh, yeah.
She left in tears.
Yeah.
She left in tears.
Mm-hmm.
You always have one of those friends, right? That just said, like Kramer, that just says the thing they're not supposed
to
say.
You know what always bothered me is women who would get mad, who would bury other women for sleeping around, even though they slept ahead more notches in their bedpost. Sure.
That's like,
You can blow 80 guys, but if she slept with 20 guys, she's a whore. But you're not.
Now let's explore.
You got to use their jealousy against them.
Let's explore this for a second. Do insecure guys, right, Joe? Joe, I'm going to put this to you. Being the insecure type that you are, Joe.
I'm not insecure.
Would you prefer to meet a woman who fucked 1,000 guys or had sex with her ex-husband / boyfriend, whatever, 1,000 times?
Ex-boyfriend.
What's better? What's worse?
Ex-boyfriend. I'd rather meet that girl.
Why is that?
Well, because if there's a lock and any key can open it, it's not much of a lock, is it?
Okay.
That's all.
You're going to get so much heat from one female listener.
But no, I don't want to go.
Seven female listeners.
I don't want to take my girlfriend out for a drink and there's like 6 guys in the bar that she slept with or something like that, you know, and I'm a stayed away.
Right.
I don't want that.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you rather just not know?
No.
At my age,
gotta know.
People talk.
I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't need.
I gotta know.
I don't need to know anything.
It's like I said before on here. My wife and I knew all our shit before we were even a couple because we were tight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember it was like a month before we got together. She was going out with somebody that night.
She's tight. She's turn tight. Out the lights. She's tight. How's that song go by Cheap Trick?
Surrender.
Not that song.
Oh.
She's tight. Turn on the light.
You need that one?
No, the song I'm singing.
I never heard She's Tight.
Pull it up.
But yes. Yeah,
Pull it up.
Like a month
before. Look, they're all asking for it. Pull it up.
A month before we got together. She was going out with a guy that night. And I knew.
We already went over this a month ago.
No, we didn't go over this. I knew as her close friend that she hadn't been fooling around with anybody for like a little while. And I was like, just get laid, you know?
Since Bill Wilde?
And then a month later, we were together. So it was nice.
You said since it's been Bill Wilde?
Since what?
Call back. You said it's been a Bill Wilde since he'd been laid.
Bilvis Wesley?
I don't know. Aldous Huxley?
Ooh, that's a good, I like that reference. The Doors of Perception?
That's who the Doors are named after.
Yep.
And also, how come none of the three other members ever played at like any big gigs in after that?
The keyboard player's done stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Robbie, whatever his name is.
Ray Manzarek. He played with Iggy Pop.
Yeah, Ray Manzarek. Who was Robbie? Wasn't there Robbie?
Robbie Krieger.
The guitar player, yeah.
And John Densmore.
Yeah. Densmore is like the only one you can trust to tell accurate stories.
I thought the keyboard player was
Ray's crazy. Ray wants you to think that Morrison was a magical shaman akin to Jesus himself, who could have also been elected president. Any myths you heard about Morrison faking his death or whatever, that's all Ray for marketing. So
it's all Ray.
Is it Faye Ray?
Brown acid is what you're saying.
Is it Faye Ray, the girl that King Kong brought up to the top of the Empire State Building?
Was that the character's name or the actress?
The actress's name.
Oh.
Faye Ray. Do you see that movie?
Has any of the King Kong remakes ever been any good?
Yeah. King Kong.
King Dong was pretty good.
You like King Dong? Of course he does. All right, here's Cheap Trick. Wait, I gotta see. I'm not remembering.
She's tight.
Oh no, I hit.
Turn out the light.
Oh god.
You're terrible, Feeny. You're fired.
Here we go.
You don't have any respect for the show.
No, nope, not at all.
It's dubious at best.
My marine science teacher in eighth grade looked just like the drummer Bunny Carlos.
Bunny Carlos?
Yeah. But it's not Bunny like B-U-N-N-Y. It's B-U-N-E period.
Yes. Yeah, it's like his middle name is E. Bunny.
Yeah.
Bunny?
All alone. You ever heard this?
No.
Somewhere I've heard it.
She's a talented girl. She's tight. She got her head down tight.
Wait a minute. That was dirty.
How about the drummer who got a cigarette in his mouth? Looks like a Marine. Looks like my 8th grade Marine science teacher.
Marine science.
Yeah, I don't know why they did. I think the guy had like high school tenure, but maybe he knew something about somebody and he got to teach Marine science, which nobody cared about.
You know what? Yeah. I wanted to ask you about? Because I know you know this stuff.
Whether she's tight, Turn out the light.
I'm convinced, the more I think about it, that any...
But how about that song had like two hooks, though? I'm home, she's all alone, and she's tight. There's like two hooks in it.
They were trying to slip one by the parents with that title. They were trying to get it on the radio, like, tee-hee.
Well, it was like 82, so, you know, she's tight. But I'm saying, right. but it has like two choruses, though. I'm home, all alone. She's tight. Turn out the light.
Well, one would be the pre-chorus, right?
The pre-chorus? Yeah, I always shoot a little pre-chorus out. Chorus. I shoot a little pre-chorus. Everybody shoots a little pre-chorus out before they get the main chorus out.
Yeah, I pre-chorus during a lap dance.
Little.
Oh, you're gross.
Jesus, Joe.
You're
always
gross.
I heard the rule actually is always wear sweatpants to the strip club. That's just what I heard. You don't wear jeans.
Boy,
it's inconsiderate.
Wow, because then she'll have to rub her skin against your jeans.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you should just go naked. That's much more helpful.
Joe, are you the guy that goes to the strip club wearing a condom?
No, but that's wise as well.
I do wear two condoms in my regular life, so when I take one off, I feel like I'm something.
Condom?
Do you really?
They're for sailors. No. Well, what I wanted to ask. Go ahead, Riff.
No, I had a friend of mine that worked at a strip club, and she told me that there were guys that would come in, like they would wear condoms.
Oh, so that way if they wouldn't go everywhere.
Yeah, that's it. So they make a mess all over themselves.
Yeah, and plus you won't have cum stains in your pants and your boxers or whatever for your old lady.
That's actually a pretty clever idea if you're going to come that way.
Yep. It's kind of gross if you think about it, but you know.
Yeah, like who's coming that way?
Everything's gross.
Well, apparently some people, because it's a thing. So,
how many strip clubs you been to, Rich? I'm asking Rich because I know Raven's got a gigantic number.
I don't know, how many times or how many different ones.
Well, all right, here's the point I want to get to.
Okay.
Have you ever had a stripper let you touch her during the lap dance?
I have never had a lap dance. I've never bought a lap dance.
Well, geez. I can't ask Raven because that's not fair because he's a celebrity. So, yeah.
although.
Hey, wait a minute. I got just as much trim before I was a celebrity.
That's right.
Yeah, but normal guys
was a hot commodity
wouldn't be able to.
I got trim before because I had good game because I can talk. But, you know, it's like if you're famous, doesn't mean you're going to get laid. It just means the door is good. It just opens the door for you.
Right. I'm just saying it may have changed the rules for you and the lap dance area. You know,
I would say this. Vinny, I was at a strip club one time, and it turns out that that I knew the stripper, and she came and she put her boobs right in my face and the old motorboat. But you know,
how much did you give her?
I forget. I knew her from high school.
What do you give there? $2?
What if you?
I don't know.
What if you? If you run into your ex teacher and at the strip club and she's dancing.
Like in Varsity Blues?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
The teacher.
But no, but if you see your teacher, do you tip her or do you give her an apple?
Are you saying that because a pig has an apple in its mouth? Oh, no. That's not what you meant.
No, that's not what I meant.
Jesus, Joe. Enough with the misogyny, Feeny.
Yeah, massages.
I give a good one. Okay, here's what I wanted to ask Raven and Rich. Just you know, obviously, chime in and stuff. Yeah. I'm just not sure of your experience, your level of experience with this subject. So, as I ate a gummy the other day and started getting into very deep thoughts, I decided, and I know that this is probably on shows and rumored, and I'm sure that a lot of people believe it, but I decided that extraterrestrials, aliens, are responsible for most of the technological leaps that the human beings made. Like out of nowhere, out of nowhere, they're like, oh, guess what? I created something that can beam images to everyone's living room. Yeah, you just get a camera. How did people learn how to do that? Mm-hmm. Who built the pyramids? Come on, man. They're
there. No shit.
They're telling. Well, that's what I'm saying. Because you watch Ancient Aliens.
We can't build the pyramids today.
Right.
We seriously, we can't. We can't build the margin for error for a build for a skyscraper for a building of that size. We the law is gives you a much higher differential. Like you're because you can't get that close on you can't hit that margin of our error. With even today's technology,
right?
But like the amount, the side, like from the side to side, you know, the corners, you know, the corner, it's exactly north by east by west by south, or by west by south by east by north. Mm-hmm. You know, you get it.
I get it.
It's you ever notice a northeast, west, and south spells news? That you should have figured out when you were high.
Wow. Yeah. No, but I'm, you know, I'm just saying that the
it iPhone, also spells stone.
The iPhone and the iPad came directly from the mind of an extraterrestrial. I'm sure of it.
Which one?
You're saying are you trying to say Steve Jobs was an extraterrestrial?
No, I'm saying he was told how to do it.
We were look. Let's just be honest.
Same thing with design.
There's no way we evolved from apes without help.
Right.
Because there's no species that went from like they also had help like from fishes going into amphibians and amphibians into reptiles and then spreading off into mammals.
Yeah.
There's no way there's evolution. There's no proof of macroevolution. There's only proof of microevolution. In fact, they've done things with fruit flies. Like they said, well, if there's enough time, enough history, and enough mutations occur, then you'll have these macro evolution, you know, from one species to another.
Yeah.
Yet there's never been another. There's never been any proof of any of that. And they've taken like fruit flies, which can like live through like 10 life. You know, they die so fast that they 10 lifetimes in like an hour. You know what I mean? So they mutated the shit out of them. And then, and what they would eventually revert back to is fruit flies. Hmm. They'd mutate every generation for 20, 30, 40 generations, you know, in like a month. And then, and they would still revert eventually back to fruit flies. They wouldn't become something bigger, something different.
Right.
You see my point?
Yeah, I see your point. But with the evolution thing, I also would say, going even back to then, that somebody advised primitive man how to start a fire. I don't think anyone was smart enough to go, let me see these sticks. And then someone advised that you got to cook your meat before you eat it. Who advised us on how, you know, antibiotics work and stuff like that?
Right. This is all coming from
somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's why we were taking like they took like the top choice of like the Cro-Magnons and the Neanderthals, and then they hybridized them with alien DNA, and that's how we got us.
It sounds like you're just talking about the story in the movie Prometheus.
That's what it's based on. That movie's based on Ridley Scott based it on ancient alien theory.
Now, what I need to figure out is why are they helping us technologically and with medicine and all that? What's their gain? What's their game?
They're probably like, we're like zoo animals to them.
So they just watch us on TV.
Yeah, they just watch us. See, you know, they're like, well, what else would they, you know, think about it. If you're that advanced, what else would you do? You'd probably watch you guys on, you know, they're probably going, well, no, these idiots are, you know, it's like how we look at go to the zoo and look at animals, you know, hey, look at these idiots hanging out.
So you think a part of the plan from the aliens was like, here's what I'm thinking. They're just sitting around having a drink, the aliens. He's like, I got a great idea.
No, I think they're just, they're probably, the original was probably like a, I don't know. It's too mind boggling to figure. It's like, It's like the world, the universe is expanding, right? We all know that from science. Yeah. It's expanding. The whole universe, which is all the galaxies and all the solar systems, you know, like we're Earth is part of a solar system with the sun. And then we're part of a galaxy. We're a tiny little speck in a galaxy. And then there's like a billion zillion galaxies, and it's all expanding. And they can do that. They can know that by the Doppler shift in the red light shift, Doppler light shift. But so the universe is expanding. What's it expanding into?
Right.
What's on the other side? Mm. Like, well, then if it's expanding, that means there's an edge to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's on the other side of that edge?
Right. That takes you all the way back to the Big Bang. I remember in Catholic school, I'm learning one thing in the Bible and then another thing in science, which is great. But they tell you in science class, of course, hey, the universe began, you know, with the Big Bang. Well, who did that? Who made that?
It opened up. No, the universe began with the Big Gang Bang.
Oh,
that's why they don't know who the father is.
Yeah, definitely don't.
They don't know who the father is. You know, times are tough.
What I'm curious about, though, is when do the evil reptilians that run the government come into play?
I don't know about the reptilians.
A lady saw one on a plane this week.
Here he is with this nonsense again.
Oh, you don't want to, dude. Someone put together a detailed book about everything that was found on Hunter's laptop, and I was reading some of it. That guy loves a party. That's all I'm saying. And then they found coke at the White House.
So does Donald Trump Jr. So what's your point?
What?
Yeah, hey, stop it. We're not talking politics.
Dude, Donald Trump Jr. is on TikTok every day, coked up.
We're not talking politics. Guilt.
That's hilarious.
Having to make a comeback.
Complaining about a guy that went to rehab.
Just look down on Feeney and just look down on him as a pathetic excuse.
I'll send it to you, Rich.
No, you're right.
You have to balance it out because you read all the negative Trump books, but you don't read any negative Biden books. That's not fair. You need
Feeney,
to balance.
Stop it, Feeney. Okay, stop. Sorry, I'm going to fire both of you. Fire both of you.
So you asked me to get another.
Hey, Feeney's the one. Feeney started it.
I know. Feeney's in trouble.
What the hell is Threads? Is there like a Twitter replacement now?
Yeah, that's the Twitter killer, according to Zuckerbergler.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, now why did they invent the Zuckerbergler? He could have been like the Hamburglar for like they could have a cute gang, him and Elon Musk. And
now
the
that's
Musk.
An alien. That's an alien right there.
Who, Zuckerbergler?
Yeah, he might be like.
Hey, kid, but he's going to kick Elon Musk. He's going to kick Elon Musk's ass, though.
That's what I hear. I hear he's actually got some MMA training.
Yeah, he's got some jiu-jitsu. He's already been in the tournament. Yeah.
Yeah, but then I heard Elon's hired George St. Pierre to train him. So
yeah, but I'm saying, but he's got a lot of catching up to do, though.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but
Musk weighs a lot more, though.
Like, what's the point? You know?
Oh, just for their who's got the biggest dick, and nobody wants to whip their dick out.
What about the tickets and the pay-per-view buys and stuff? Is that going to charity?
It's never
going to
happen. It's never going to happen.
You don't think?
No.
Since you asked me to have another list ready this week, last week we had all the words that you don't know were offensive or the phrases. So this week I found, and this is before Biden was president, Rich, so you don't have to worry. I'm not going to insult Joe here, but it says 30 craziest things U.S. presidents have done. Does that sound like a good list?
Sure.
Okay. Very excited. I'm glad. All right. So, President Zachary Taylor.
Oh, good old Zach. Could he just really stop time like Zach on Saved by the Bell?
I never heard of him. What president was he? He must have been
16.
In the middle.
No, there's 30, 26, 18, 20.
I used to be able to name them in a row, but you know how that goes.
What number is he? 20, 19?
Rich, look it up.
What do you want me to look up?
Why doesn't
Zachary
it
Taylor?
Say?
It just doesn't. But he was, let's see if he was president in 1850. So that gives us a benchmark to work with.
Oh, he was 14.
He was number 12.
Yeah.
That's what I said, 12.
Back when we had real elections. Anyway, Zachary Taylor, after serving just 16 months in office, was killed by eating
too
many.
You are gullible, Feeney. You know that? You are gullible. You're the most gullible rube I've ever
met. Killed by eating too many cherries. Specifically, at a 4th of July celebration in the Capitol in 1850, Taylor chomped down on large amounts of cherries and gulped ice milk. The combination of the acidic, I think I said that right, cherries, along with the milk, is believed by some to have caused gastroenteritis, causing severe cramping, nausea, dehydration, and eventually death on July 9th.
1850. He died from cherries?
Cherries and milk.
Deadly from popping cherries?
I can't kill you.
No, was that like an early version of swallowing Pop Rocks and then Coca-Cola?
Yeah, that's a wives' tale. That's how Mikey died, you know.
All right, number from the two, life Mikey.
From the Life commercial.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, didn't you ever hear the rumor that he died from drinking Pop Rocks, eating Pop Rocks and drinking soda?
Yeah, poor fella.
That sounds familiar. It does, yeah. Okay, during Richard Nixon's peak paranoia, he was obsessed and infuriated with Washington columnist Jack Anderson. So much that the president consulted with AIDS about how to deal with the gadfly.
He consulted with AIDS, the disease?
Yeah, I thought he was one of the guys that denied it existed. Or was that what Reagan? That might have been Reagan.
What the hell's a gadfly?
Somebody who's the drudge report guy. You know, the guy, somebody who stirs up the gossip shit.
Okay.
Feeney is a gadfly.
Maybe. No, I just like stirring Rich up.
He's more like a gad mosquito.
Yeah.
The president consulted with AIDS about how to deal with Feeney's the gadfly, gad including bumping him off. He considered putting poison in his medicine cabinet or exposing him to a large amount of LSD by smearing it on his steering wheel. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed and the plot was abandoned. I'd like to see a source on that. I don't believe Nixon would do that.
What, LSD in a steering wheel? The old LSD in a steering wheel trick.
I don't think
people
Nixon
was fall
capable.
For it all the time.
I don't think Nixon was capable of ordering a murder. Now, this guy, on the other hand, was. And that's Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson was one of our most brazenly unapologetic presidents. He did things his own way, and he didn't care what you thought about it.
And he was hung like a moose.
One of his odd habits was to give interviews from the bathroom while going to the bathroom. Presidential biographer Doris Kearns
I've heard about that.
Goodwin describes how he just didn't want the conversation to stop. If you were in the bedroom holding back when he went into the bathroom, he would just call you in and say, come on in. I haven't finished what I'm saying. There you go.
Gotta love that.
Lyndon Johnson again.
He's like Bill Watts.
Yeah. Or what the hell? Johnny. What was the guy from The Sopranos? Johnny
Be Good?
In New York. I can't believe I can't think of that. Anyway, LBJ seemingly had no shame. As biographer Robert Caro describes, he early became fabled for a Rabelaisian earthiness, urinating in the parking lot of the House Office Building as the urge took him. And if a colleague came into the Capitol bathroom as he was finishing at the urinal there, it wouldn't stop him from kicking off a conversation. These aren't that great. But
yeah, that's like, reminds me of Bill Watts. Didn't Watts pee out the window at the Omni building?
Probably.
He pissed off his balcony.
Right.
He also called Hank Aaron the N-word.
That's not true. Forget it. Okay, during the 1976.
Hold on, that's not true? You're saying that's not true?
No. What happened was he used the N-word in an interview and Hank Aaron. Someone sent it to Hank Aaron to read. Trying to get Watts booted. Right.
Well, I'm glad you I want to be accurate. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with Bill Watts. I'm just saying what I heard.
During the 1976 Southern Governors Conference, as he was running for president, Jimmy Carter described seeing a red and green orb in the sky outside.
Yeah, he saw an alien, saw a UFO.
He stated, I don't laugh at people anymore when they say they've seen UFOs. I've seen one myself.
Yep, he's seen one.
Carter wasn't the only president who swore he saw something mysterious in the sky. His successor, Ronald Reagan, described his own alien encounter, which happened in a plane outside Bakersfield. I looked out the window and saw this white light. It was zigzagging around. I said to the pilot, let's follow it. Oh, this isn't a good one.
All right.
Grover Cleveland met his wife shortly after she was born.
Grover Cleveland, what is he famous for as a president?
His mustache?
He's the only president to have unconsecutive terms.
Oh, yeah.
He was a two-term, unconsecutive-term guy. He had somebody else was president in between his two terms.
Who was in between?
His wife and some hooker.
So Grover Cleveland met his wife shortly after she was born. She was the daughter of a family friend, and he would act as her guardian when her father died in 1875, when she was just 11 years old. But when she began college, the two began a romantic relationship and were wed when she was 21 years old.
How old was she?
I don't know, but it says she was the youngest first lady in history.
She was the first neighbor.
Okay. Grover Cleveland was one interesting guy. When sheriff of Erie County, New York, a man named Patrick Morrissey was convicted of killing his own mother.
Wait, Patrick Morrissey?
Yeah.
Hang the DJ.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought his first name was Stephen.
Well, in punishment for killing his own mother, Patrick Morrissey was hung by Grover Cleveland.
Well, good for him.
He hung him by himself?
There was Sheriff Cleveland.
Wait, hold on. I thought LBJ was hung.
No, but in this case, Grover Cleveland pulled the lever that dropped the gallows trap. So he actually put someone to death.
He was like Page and Plant unleaded at the gallows pole.
During the 5 years that Thomas Jefferson spent as American minister to France, he became enamored with Parisian cuisine. While there, he ordered his 19-year-old chef and slave, James Hemings, to learn French cooking. Upon returning to Virginia and later as president, Jefferson hosted elaborate dinner parties with French dishes, helping to popularize dishes.
Wait, he had some French dishes, some slave dishes. He had all kinds of women.
He popularized dishes such as Parmesan cheese, macaroni and cheese, and ice cream.
So he is the one that's responsible for that awful smelling fucking dude. Mac and cheese is probably the most disgusting food in the history of the universe.
It smells terrible.
Why would you eat cheese on a computer?
That's a good question. I don't know, Raven. I can't answer that.
What about PC and cheese? What about PC and cheese? Is that as good as mac and cheese?
I'll go with Mac.
Yes.
Does this list suck or should I keep going?
That list sucks. Right. But keep going.
Well, we've all got our weird phobias, but for President Benjamin Harrison, it was electricity that made him jittery. Mm. Serving during the late 19th century as major developments were being made in conduction, it was Harrison who introduced electric lighting to the White House, but he refused to touch the switches himself out of a fear of being electrocuted.
Mm.
He was related to William Henry Harrison, wasn't he? His nephew or his uncle or something?
I don't remember. I've lost
William
all my knowledge.
Henry Harrison the Third.
According to then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, at one time during his presidency, Bill Clinton lost the personal ID code needed to confirm nuclear launches for months.
It's not nuclear. It's nuclear.
Also known as the nuclear biscuit. That's a big deal, said the chairman. A gargantuan deal. Teddy Roosevelt had some pretty tough hobbies. He started boxing back in his days at Harvard and continued to practice after he entered the White House. Likewise, he would also make wrestling part of his activities as president.
So he would have beat Zuckerberg in an MMA fight.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, he'd beat Musk too. He'd beat them both together.
He's my favorite Roosevelt.
Really?
What about the Roosevelt Bridge?
Meh.
And any street named Roosevelt, usually, you know, you'll get mugged on it. So you don't want to do that.
That's a good point.
Roosevelt's boxing habit would backfire, however, in 1908 when one of his opponents landed a punch on his left eye, causing a hemorrhage and eventually a detached retina, leaving him blind in his left eye. He probably had some glasses like I have.
Yeah, he probably did. Yeah.
Yeah, but he probably would have bought a new pair of sunglasses that didn't have those stupid spots on it.
Only three or four of his.
And he didn't give his friend's dog pink eye.
Nope. Yeah, that's true. Wow. A lot of Teddy Roosevelt. How about this one? While serving as judge of the county court in Kansas, Harry Truman sought to further his political career by meeting with the Ku Klux Klan, which at that time had been surging in popularity and had local political clout. However, when they urged Truman to cut ties with his patron, Tom Prendergast, because he was a Catholic, Truman rejected the overtures.
Who's the KKK for? I thought they were white Catholic people.
You would have joined the
Protestant, right? No, Rich, I would not join the Klan. I hate white people.
I'm saying you would have joined the Klan back in the day.
What are you talking about? I'm a Northerner. I would have been fighting on the anti-slavery side.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Oh.
They threatened to kill me, Truman would later say, and I went out to one of their meetings and dared them to try.
Wow. That seems full of shit, Truman.
Yeah.
When Al Capone
didn't dare him to try.
When Al Capone went to prison for evading taxes, the U.S. Treasury Department impounded his car. But rather than leave it just sitting in storage somewhere, the government turned it into a high-security presidential transport. FDR used it frequently in the days following the attack on Pearl Harbor when worries rose about his safety.
Okay.
Yeah, your list is the shit, Steenie. You're fired. You don't. I don't think you care about the show.
Ronald, it's dubious at best. Ronald Reagan was a believer in astrology, even employing Joan Quigley, an astrology consultant, to offer advice and input on scheduling important events.
Oh, he was a total mark for astrology.
Yeah. Apparently. Andrew Jackson loved going toe-to-toe with an opponent and took part in more than 100 duels. He suffered injuries from then on several occasions, including a shot to the chest. Does that mean he killed 100 people?
Possibly.
Now, most duels didn't end in death.
Oh.
Look at that. Look that up. Let's leave that behind and look up duels.
Duels.
I most challenge duels you to a duel.
Because we duel at dawn.
Pistols at dawn.
Which one's dawn?
The duel was based on a code of honor. Duels were fought not so much to kill the opponent as to gain satisfaction. That is, to restore one's honor by demonstrating a willingness to risk one's life for it. Hmm. On occasion, duels with swords and pistols were fought between women.
Really?
Dueling declined in the eastern United States in the 19th century, and by the time of the Civil War, dueling had begun to wane even in the South.
Bruce Wayne?
Public opinion, not legislation, caused the change. People just decided that they didn't want duels anymore.
Hmm.
How about that?
Who are they to decide? Why, if Congress doesn't listen to the people now, why should they listen to them then?
Rich, I feel like you've insulted my honor this show, and I demand satisfaction. I challenge you to a duel.
I wouldn't waste my time dueling you, Feeny. Jesus.
Come on, we'll just use
better shit to do.
We'll use switchblades.
If somebody ever challenged me to a duel, listen, if somebody ever challenged me to a duel, the first thing I would say is, can we do it after 11? I'm not getting 11? Up at dawn to duel you or anyone.
Gotcha. Yeah, you'll
be too tired.
Yeah, it'd be exhausting to get up that early.
There's nothing to do at dawn except have sex or, you know.
Or hang out with Tony Orlando.
Lick an empty bag of cocaine.
Yeah.
That's it. That is it.
Lick an empty bag of cocaine.
Jesus, Feeny, what's wrong with you?
Crawl around on the rug, see if you dropped any, you know. We've all been there, right, Rich?
No, Feeny, sounds like you might have a problem.
No, I don't have
a problem. No, I've been there.
Are you proud of that?
In a morbid sort of way.
Yeah.
In a pathetic sort of way.
I get that. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I heard a story today from somebody that they may or may not know someone who can get pure MDMA.
Really?
And I was explaining back to them that, you know, the ecstasy that was around in the late 90s, early 2000s, that young hooligans like myself, I can't say hooligans anymore, remember last week? Young ruffians like myself were taking. No one knew what the fuck was in that. It certainly wasn't pure MDMA, though.
It started out pretty good, but then it got so popular that they just started cutting it with everything.
Yeah. Kind of, for a while, they were just putting coke in it, too, weren't they?
Heroin.
Yeah, we got some with heroin in it.
See, We
didn't get high until all of a sudden we threw up. Everybody, like, at once, somebody threw up, and we're like, and then all of a sudden they were high as a kite.
Yeah.
And so then we were all looking forward to throwing up, like, I can't wait to throw up.
I got a puke.
Yeah. A friend of mine was telling me about an experience taking what they thought was ecstasy. And I don't know what it was, but it definitely was not ecstasy. But if I could get a hold of pure MDMA, I would do pure. I would take it. I would. Yeah.
I don't want it
if I knew. But that's the problem. You don't like even like the pills. Like, I think I was talking about this last week. There was a story, I think, in the New York Times or whatever. But like, even the pills that you're getting from pharmacies in Mexico that are like sealed and they have, you know, labels on them and they're supposedly legit.
Why do they have seals? Why don't they have sea lions?
Can't answer that one either, Raven.
Oh.
But apparently they found that a lot of that stuff is actually bunk. Like the Adderall, they got Adderall from a bunch of pharmacies, and a bunch of them had just meth in them. Some of them had fentanyl in them. Like,
fuck.
So you can never, that's the thing. You can never be.
Well, the quality control in Mexico is much weaker than it is here.
What I want to know is this, and maybe somebody listening can answer this. Is fentanyl really that cheap that you, like, because if everything's being cut with fentanyl, like, how cheap is that stuff?
Yeah, it must be cheap. Some cheap ass fentanyl.
It's a terrible idea is what it is.
Right. Like, cheap ass fentanyl.
Right. Back in the day, wouldn't they about shit with like, you know, baby powder or talcum powder or like formula, baby formula,
baby laxative.
Even that's expensive now.
Baby laxative, children's aspirin.
Rat poison. I mean, at least 20 years ago, that shit probably wasn't going to kill you.
And plus, you don't want to kill all your customers.
Yeah, well, you would think that, right?
I mean, unless you don't like them. You know, if you don't like them, that's a whole different matter.
That's true.
If I was a drug dealer, I'd be like Breaking Bad. I'd want the best possible drugs going out to my customers.
Now, if you're like a drug dealer and you're like, I don't really like my customers that much. I want to get out of the business. What's the best way to get out of the business? Kill everyone. Kill all my customers so they won't keep bugging me for more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of these 3 a.m.
That's what's going on.
Sick of these 3 a.m. texts from these fiends who are just.
Listen, if you're angry.
I need another gram.
If you're angry, 3 a.m. calls and texts, you're in the wrong business.
I need another gram. We've already got Eddie and Dr. Jerry. How about Superstar Billy Graham?
Mike's not there. Bring Mike in. Or some graham crackers.
Or some Orson Bean.
Orson Welles?
Fanny mail time.
Already?
Very good. Yeah. Well done.
Things were going all right till I brought the show to a screeching halt.
Yeah, that's all right.
Nice job, Joe.
Well, where's your list? Contribute something.
You didn't tell me to bring a list.
I'm starting to think you don't really respect the show. Feeny,
that's
much.
Enough. I'm tired of your nonsense, Joe.
Well, you're already challenged to a duel. What? How much further do you want me to go?
Oh, did I tell? Was that on Patreon when I talked about my surgery?
I don't know.
So I got to tell the people. So my surgery didn't happen because of insurance and my doctor communication breakdown. Things were not sent that were supposed to be sent, or things were sent and they weren't received. Suffice to say, it's been pushed back. But it all worked out though, because if I would have got the surgery today, or no, yesterday, that would have been. I thought I got it yesterday. No, yesterday was the 5th.
Yes.
Yeah, if I would have got it yesterday, then that would have been rough, because the 4th, the neighbor across the street, he had like a monster all day party, letting off fireworks all day, and it really scared the dog. So I'd have been up all night with the dog, you know, terrorized. And then have to go get surgery in the morning. We would have had to leave her by herself. It would have been tragic. So it was a good thing it was pushed back.
It sounds sad, Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Oh, my dog was so scared she hid under the bed.
The dog here was losing its mind at the fireworks the other night, too.
Yeah, they got to stop doing fireworks and start doing drones. Plus, you get better designs with drones.
Yes, I was just about to say that. I saw somebody recommend, instead of wasting money and all that, just do it. Do a drone show.
Okay, this is we had the first.
I agree.
The first fan mail is from.
You
Raven.
Need the bombs bursting in air.
Yeah, no.
That's quaint.
My gas will burst in air. That's enough bombs. From Raven D, a real appreciation email for Feeny. Aw, open it up. It says.
Well, is it?
It says I lied. Dear Raven's little bitches. Have either of you two partaken in spicy challenges? If not, I challenge you two goofs to take the Death Nut Challenge 3.0 during the show. The level 5 bag of nuts contains up to 16 million Scoville units of heat, or maybe suck the toe of Satan. The shit's also intense. I know it's a bit much to ask, but what can I say? I'm a sadistic asshole. Good night, gentlemen. Raven D.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and deny that request. Yeah, I mean, I like spicy stuff a lot, but I don't screw with that kind of stuff. I saw a guy, I don't remember what the deal was exactly, but it was the hottest potato chip of all time. It came in a package by itself.
Was it sexy or was it hot?
Hot.
Okay.
And he ate it during a UFC we were watching, and I've never seen anyone react. He was jumping up and down. He was trying to pour water.
Did he not have milk? Water doesn't help. Water makes it worse.
As he was flailing about, his finger got in his eye and his finger had some of the chip stuff on it. Oh, geez.
Oh,
that was terrible. No thanks, dude. Like, I'll eat super hot wings and stuff, but I don't want to eat anything like that.
I'll date super hot women, but I'm not going to eat something spicy.
Right.
Like, what if they put Scoville units in their vagina?
What is a Scoville unit?
That's the heat, the heat scale. You know, for the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's the heat scale by what it's by. So Scoville units are what it's judged by how hot something is.
Hey, by the way, did we talk about Conor McGregor knocking out the Heat mascot? Did you see that?
Nah, that was weeks ago.
Yeah, it's
I know. Was it? Do you think it was real?
No.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. All right, okay. Carlin the Snow surgery.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes. Because
you mentioned Skogel units in the vagina, and for some reason this occurred to me. Like, if you're a dude and you want to smuggle drugs onto an airplane, you're going to use your asshole, right?
No.
Well, I mean, that's what people do, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, if you're a lady, mm-hmm. what do you choose? You can go with the vagina, you can go with the asshole. You can go with both.
You know, I heard an expression today. I heard an expression today that if you have sex with a woman and I guess you'd have to have three people having sex with her at the same time and you plug all her holes, it's called airtight. Did not know that.
Classy.
Very classy.
Classy, lassy.
How come sex is classy, lassy? Isn't just about love anymore?
It's not. Dearest Raven and the Bobbsey twins, Rich and Joe. This is from Carlos Snow. My dearest Raven, I know that you're going in for surgery soon to replace your shoulder. Just know that I'm sending good, positive, healing vibes your way for a speedy recovery so that you can keep the Bobbsey twins in line. By the way, Raven, when I last emailed, I should have stated that I'm 46, so that's a mistake on my part. You are all good. I'm still going to keep up the appreciation post for you on Twitter as kind of a get well soon message. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss seeing you in MLW. I'm sure that the calling will still be doing what they do best for you and the fans such as myself. Rich, please keep up the berating of certain people. I truthfully make me laugh. I think it was supposed to be it truthfully makes me laugh. Joe, keep being the chill dude you are. As for you, Raven, forever a fan. Lots of love to you, Raven. Quote of the day. Sometimes I pretend to be normal, but it gets boring, so I go back to being me. Massive love to you guys.
What quote? Who said that? Who's the quote from?
I don't know. Didn't say. And how did they get to be the quote of the day? I didn't vote for it.
Well, it's his quote of the day.
Her quote of the day.
Her. I thought you said Carlos.
Their quote.
Carla's a girl's name.
Carla.
Oh, Carla. I thought you said Carl. Oh, I thought you said Carl.
Because it sounded like Carlos, and then the email started off, my dearest Raven, and I was like, that's an interesting way for a man to open up an email, you know? But.
Aldo Banda, the Rich and Feeney Show, episode 8.
Hmm. What? What'd you say, Rich?
Aldo Banda, the Rich and Feeney Show, episode 8. Dear Raven, are the two hookos who are so low budget we can't call them a flock gathering or a calling ripoff? Hello and welcome to another wacky adventure involving our favorite preverts. Without further ado, here it is, the Rich and Feeney Show, episode 8, JoJo's Wild Night Out.
Nice.
Feeney's in the doghouse at home, so Rich comes over to cheer him up. Still not being able to figure out what happened the night he went out, Rich suggests Feeney try a separate sensory deprivation tank. The two travel to a nearby spa and find one I call made up. They didn't travel to a spa and find a sensory deprivation tank. Oh, the whole thing's made up. Never mind.
I would, though.
The only tank available, however, is an experimental tank, which turns out to be two separate tanks connected by a small pipe. When asked why there's a connecting pipe, it's revealed that both individuals in the tank will experience the same visions if any occur. Curiosity overwhelms Rich, and he wants to find out if Feeney can have visions of that night and wants to see them too. Deep in the thought, Feeney begins to see shapes forming in objects and people, and he has a clear vision of what occurred that night. Feeney is seen drunk off his ass, walking home and falling over, passing out, waking up every 20 minutes. That explains why it took him so long to get home. Still not satisfied, Rich urges Feeney to think back. Oh, yeah, I remember when you got that story, Feeney, about not knowing how he got home.
Right.
That explains why it took him so long to get home. Still not satisfied, Rich urges Feeney to think back even further and concentrate. Another version appears showing Feeney working on podcast editing, realizing he went too far back in time. Rich tells Feeney, you suck at concentrating, butt knocker. Let me do it for you. Another vision begins to appear, and Feeney is shown leaving the bar, rejecting a ride home, an Uber, and a taxi. As he's behind a building taking a leak, one of his friends ties his shoes together and then proceeds to push him into the wall, breaking his new glasses. The Raven finally convinced him to get. See, you should have listened to me sooner.
So close.
And now Feeney misses his old glasses.
Which is okay, because it probably means he misses his old glasses anyway. Oh, you already read this. Feeney finds closure, knowing that he wasn't molested that night and all that pain and he was in was caused by him falling over repeatedly after being thrown into a wall. Mm-hmm. But Feeney still wondered how his drink was drugged. After another deep thought and almost using the force, another vision begins to appear. However, Feeny thought too far back in time and ended up in his parents' bedroom the night he was conceived. Because he was so deep in thought, the vision cannot simply go away, so Rich and Feeny are forced to watch his parents doing it. Feeny attempts again and is shown the point of time where his drink was spiked. He goes to the restroom, and during that time span, a fight breaks out and his drink is almost knocked over at a bar table. Howard falls on a bar stool. The bar stool is picked up and swung, launching the drink, and it hits the windowsill, not spilling or breaking. Then a bird lands nearby, takes a drink outside, attempting to drink it for itself. At the last second, the bird is scared off by a cat. A much larger bird picks up the drink, takes off with it, landing in a local pond. As the drink is placed down, the bird takes off, leaving the drink unattended. Then a duck walks near the drink, takes a sip, and then proceeds to turn around and defecates a Percocet into the drink. What a payoff. Uh-huh. The duck then runs around the glass multiple times and is magically transported back to the spot where Feeny was sitting at the bar before he came back from the restroom. The end. Signed, some drunk guy from Texas, sent for my new improved iPhone that turned crappy again. What a payoff.
Yeah, and actually,
nicely done.
The Raven Effect episode entitled A Duck That Shits Percocet came out 3 years ago today.
Oh, that's magic. Magic.
Yeah. It's a very clever story. I enjoyed it, but the I don't think one Percocet would have caused what happened that very night.
Basically saying you're a lightweight, Feeny.
Yeah, I can be. Mostly I'm not, but sometimes you surprise yourself.
All right, let's see. Pick me, everyone is waiting. Finn Balor. Hello, guys. Hope you had a good holiday and New Year. Hello. Speaking of New Year, this is from January 5th. Only 6 months behind. Speaking of New Year, why do people say New Year's? It's not more than 1 year, but I digress, you mean. Since fan mail is now back, get ready for some more mail. A few podcasts ago, you were talking about 10% of listeners in Israel. I don't actually think there's that many. I think they use the podcast to torture people with. I kid, but not the Billy the Kid or Billy Kidman. Anyways, I hope this year is good to all three of you. Take care now. Bye-bye then. Finn Balor, not the demon one. Not some great fan mail today.
We've had better.
Nowhere to go but up, though.
Yeah.
Brian Shaw, legal DraftKings versus DraftKings Sportsbook. Dear Raven, the degenerate gambler, and the free fantasy baseball schnoz nugget.
Yeah.
Sorry this is long, but I tried to explain the best way to gamble in Georgia. There are two different types of DraftKings, and one is legal in all states, contrary to Raven's misunderstanding of math and the law. DraftKings Sportsbook is a typical book for sports, and you can bet on games, over under total scores, and all the MMA props you want. This is the type of betting you and Feeny usually discuss. Regular DraftKings is single-day fantasy betting. This is legal in all states. The way DraftKings fantasy works is you enter a pool, a swimming pool, many types of pools like double dollars, winner take all, top one-third wins, three times, dollar, etc. Your entry has a purse of something like $10,000. That's a lot of money to spend on a purse.
Yeah.
Think of these as points and not real money values. Then you draft fantasy players for the single calendar day. Good players cost more points and money, and underdogs cost less points. Ideally, you balance your team with overperforming high point player, medium points, and solid underdogs to low points. Each player, blah, blah. Hope you're trying to podcast an upcoming UFC event and let Rich nap for a bit. Love, Brian, listener number 12. Fantasy.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, but I still can't gamble in Georgia under DraftKings Sportsbook.
No.
Only in a fantasy betting.
Well, I don't have to tell you, Raven.
And a part I didn't read was each player in your fantasy team earns a score based on stats and their performances. In the end, the total score of all players is in your score in the pool. It's a great way to play. And because it's fantasy sports, it technically takes skill, so it's not considered gambling and is legal in all states. Yeah, but gambling isn't. Just fantasy nonsense. If I was going to play fantasy, I'd play Dungeons & Dragons.
What about Final Fantasy?
I don't want to do the end first.
Yeah.
What about Final? And who has Finals Fantasy? Who has fantasies about doing finals?
Oh, maybe nerds.
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 I would be considered a nerd if I was not so cool. Since comic books, you know, and stuff, my interests.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I'd also be considered gay because of my interest in, you know, fashion and style. And there's a lot of things I'd be considered.
Mm-hmm. It's like somebody.
But I wasn't considered for the part of Harrison Ford in Han Solo in Star Wars.
Why not?
I was too young.
How about The Fugitive?
And I was considered for that. I was considered not in the running.
That reminds me, someone called me white trash once, if you can believe that, right?
Oh, wow.
And I said, that's ridiculous.
I used to date a girl whose mom called me white trash to my face.
Why did she
say awesome. That? She's like, why are you dating this white trash?
Wow.
But I said, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not white trash. And he was like, you watch pro wrestling, you listen to Guns N' Roses, you drink Bud Light, and you're currently wearing a sleeveless t-shirt. Mm. And I went, all right, got me.
Yep.
Beanie, you're not a real Republican because you listen to, you drink Bud Light.
I don't drink it anymore.
I'm not buying it. I think you gave it away. I think you gave it away. Give it away now. Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now.
There's supposed to be really sweet deals on it now, like $5 for a case and stuff like that, but I haven't seen any yet. But I can testify to the fact that in my local store, the grocery store where they also sell beer, that the Bud Light doesn't seem to move. So everything around.
Yeah, well, nothing seems to move because it just sits there because it has no, it's not sentient.
How dare you?
I'd have to be alive to move.
Yep.
Every beer has a life of its own.
I'm not, has a wife of its own?
Well, some are married.
Married to the blade?
Married to the blade.
Addicted to the blade. Yes.
I'm addicted to blade.
That's like Rich, the time he told me he likes playing ice hockey better than roller hockey. And I said, how come? And he said, well, I'm addicted to the blades.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
The Philadelphia Blazers, what are they called? Not the Blades, the Blazers.
Yeah, they were the Wings, the Philadelphia.
Wings were the Box Lacrosse team.
Yes, right. That's
roller hockey was the Boston Blazers. Roller hockey was the Philadelphia Bulldogs.
Yeah, and it was the Philadelphia The Blazers with the WHA team, right?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Shut up, Feeney.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, Derek Sanderson that played there, Feeney. Come on.
He was a Bruin, wasn't he?
He was. He signed for some ridiculous amount of money, and that was when his drug and alcohol addiction really fucking blew up when he was in Philly.
He's my favorite defenseman.
And Gordie Howe played for the WHA, didn't he?
He played in Houston and Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, lose the peg. It's what I always say.
And that, Hartford too, but I think Hartford was already in the NHL when he was there. I don't think they were still
The Whale?
The Whale, yeah.
Does
you know Gordie Howe played for the Whale?
Have you noticed that the Hartford Whalers and the Whaling Wilma, or whatever the whale's name in the Captain Crunch cereal universe, are very similar looking?
You know what I found? I never noticed that. You know what I found?
They plagiarized it?
Just made that up. I just wanted to compare the two.
Do you know why they're the Hartford? Well, why they were the Hartford Whalers when Hartford's not really anywhere near the water?
No.
Because they're a whaler. They're bunny. What's his name? I shot the sheriff. Who's that? Bob Marley. They're Bob Marley and the Whalers. They're whalers.
No. Here's the real story. They were the New England Whalers, and they started playing in Boston. Believe it or not, they played a year at Matthews Arena, where Northeastern plays now. And then they played, they shared the Boston Garden with the Bruins for 2 years or whatever. And then they extended the Hartford Civic Center. They played there. They played in Springfield for a year, too.
And Springfield with the Simpsons?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Oh,
Grandpa worked at the arena.
The Captain Crunch mascot you were looking for, Raven, was named Wilma, the winsome white whale.
Ah. Why she got to be white? That's racist.
Yeah, that's why she's not around anymore.
I don't know about all that. All right, it's getting time to end this show.
Mm. Already?
Feeny's trying to steal your catchphrase, Rich.
Yeah, Feeny, that's gimmick infringement there, buddy.
Yeah, let's duel over it.
Okay.
The
I have a question for Rich before we go into the plugs.
What?
So you still call Defy shows, correct?
I absolutely do, yeah.
What's up with Buddy Wayne's kid?
He's got everything it takes to be a big star.
He's good?
Real good in the ring. His story, I think, right now, if they tell the story that I think they're going to tell, makes sense. It works.
How old Buddy Wayne?
He's dead. He passed away.
He did?
Yeah, when? 2017. Yep.
What from?
I believe it was a heart attack.
He wasn't very big, but he was a nice guy.
That's what I heard. He was 50 when he passed.
Ouch.
Yeah.
He was that old? I didn't think he was that old.
Yeah, he was 50.
But how old is this kid big?
Nick is, he's tall. He's tall. He's kind of lanky. His mom's pretty tall.
Because his dad was only like 5'8".
His mom's always at the shows in Seattle. She's pretty tall. He's listed, I'm looking here, he was listed at 5'7". She's probably 5'9", I would think.
How come the wrong thing keeps coming up for me? I keep getting Ken Wayne, Nightmare Ken Wayne.
Because his dad was also Buddy Wayne. He was a promoter in Memphis and a former worker.
Oh, that Buddy Wayne. So, yes, there were two Buddy Waynes. Moondog Maine. Moondog Maine is...
Lonnie Maine.
Yeah, that's Nick's grandfather, I believe. But anyway, he's...
Nah.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Buddy Wayne's dad was in Moondog Maine. It's Wayne in Maine.
Wait a minute. One of the Moondogs I thought was his grandfather. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to look.
Moondog Maine wasn't one of the Moondogs.
His grandfather, I know his grandfather was a worker. Maybe I'm wrong.
Moondog Maine was a guy in the 70s.
Yeah.
The Moondogs were guys in the 80s and 90s.
Completely Moondog Moretti. Sorry. Moondog Moretti.
That's a hell of a name.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Moondog Moretti wasn't. I don't think they're actually really related.
They weren't. I thought they were. Anyway, just to close the thought there, he has everything it takes to be a real, real big star.
Wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, he just turned. He might not even be 18 just yet. He's right here. I know he just graduated high school. He's still obviously he's growing, right? So he's adding muscle, he's adding size, et cetera, et cetera. He's like a high flyer right now. I think he could do real well in like Japan or in Mexico. And if they tell a story I think he needs to learn how to talk. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, he's going to be on AEW, I guess, next week.
All right, let's move on.
We're trying to put the kid over here, Raven. He's from your neck of the woods.
Thanks for tolerating that.
I'm not from those neck of the woods. I just visited.
Well, I worked there
for 2 years.
I know that, but
I loved it though.
See, so we're trying to put it over here. Here you are.
No, you're not talking about Portland, though. You're talking about Seattle.
Both of them. They're both great.
You're lucky. I like Portland. All right, cameo.com. Go to cameo.com. Get a Raven video shout out. And, they'll show up within a couple of days, too. Very exciting.
Nice.
Give one of those to your friends, loved ones, to yourself, whatever. Fan mail is fan mail at theraveneffect.com. You have addiction issues, call the addiction hotline, 800-662-4357. Go to addictionandrecovery.org. Got any recommendations, boys?
I'm getting caught up on Schitt's Creek. I'm not completely through it yet, and I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but I've been subjected to, and I'm starting to learn the characters and the people. Vanderpump Rules.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I don't want to recommend it, but my daughter watches it. The woman that I'm having the affair with watches it. So, you know what I mean. It helps to kind of.
How are you? Is she still married? Because if not, there's no affair.
Yeah, it's just a girlfriend. It's under wraps there, dude.
Companion.
Are you sure you're not just her boy toy?
Maybe she's my sugar mama.
I heard in the bedroom she calls him Rich Big Weenie.
Mm, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like a play on Rich Bocchini. I get it.
Kind of.
I get it.
Much better than what my friends used to call me, which was Rich Bukkake. So.
Ew.
Yeah, right?
Me and Feeney didn't call you that.
But I will.
Oh, boy.
I might even make a t-shirt.
Oh, no. Oh,
Somebody's
going to do that now. Fuck.
Yeah, probably.
Great job, Joe.
Probably Raven D.
Yeah.
I saw an article earlier that three great HBO programs are making their way to Netflix. So if you're a Netflix subscriber and you never really watched all these classic HBO shows, I saw that, for instance, 6 Feet Under, Band of Brothers, and True Blood are all coming to Netflix. Now, True Blood, I can't vouch for as much. I only watched like the first season and a half or something.
Yeah.
But 6 Feet Under is one of the great shows, great drama shows ever, with the best ending ever done on television. Mm-hmm. And Band of Brothers is, of course, about, you know, World War II.
Is that a sequel to Band of the Hand?
Maybe.
You ever see Band of the Hand?
No.
They had that song, Take These Broken Wings and Learn to Fly Again.
Who is that?
It was in a movie. In a movie, it was about these juvenile delinquent types in South Florida, the Everglades type area. Yeah. And they're drug dealers, and they had to go, I don't know, I forget.
So who are you saying the band is, though?
Mr.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I thought you said it was like, never mind. I thought I heard something else.
No. I'd like to recommend The Witcher. We're rewatching The Witcher because the new episodes are out.
Uh-huh.
But The Witcher is amazing with Henry Cavill.
Yeah, but isn't he's gone though, right?
No, he's in a new season.
But this is it?
I don't know. I don't buy that. I think he'll be back in the next season. And it doesn't matter. The show's amazing. Really fucking well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely watch The Witcher.
What's it based off of, a video game or a comic? I can't remember.
No, it's based on books.
Books. Okay.
I think there's games too. It's from a Polish author. Mm-hmm. And they're so well written that the country gave some gifts to the Obama administration, and that was one of them, was the Witcher book. Hmm. One of the Witcher books. So, and then, of course, if you're going to get married for Witcher or poor.
Okay.
I'll be here all week. Push your waitress. Tip the veal.
Hey, do you think that there's a Morrissey marriage in Vegas? They have Elvis. You think there's a Morrissey wedding chapel guy in Vegas?
No, but you know what there's going to be after my movie comes out that I'm script doctoring?
Yeah.
That Feeney isn't script doctoring on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wrote into it that they're going to get married in a you want an Elvis preacher or do you want an alien preacher? I'll take the alien. So now there's going to have to be an alien preacher. People are going to see the movie when eventually it's made, and they're going to say, what a great idea having an alien preacher marry a guy with an alien head on and a helmet, you know, and a gal, you know, and some big fingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, wait, how do you get credited? Are you in the credits like script advisor or something like that?
Yeah, and a writer, and also cool. No, I'm considered a writer. And also I'm in the movie too, or I'll be in it if it gets made.
Nice.
Yeah, if you're going to write a movie, you might as well write yourself in it. I didn't write myself in it, but she wrote me in it.
Rich and I would like to be in a movie too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
We want
I'll write you in.
We want fringe benefits for being on the Raven Effect. Where are the fringe benefits?
On the fringe.
Yeah, what is the net benefit that we get from being on this program?
I don't know. We like it.
You don't get. He goes, you get fringe in Bullwinkle. He goes, fearless leader goes, oh, you get fringe. He goes, Bullwinkle. No, I mean, Boris Badenov goes, what do we get? He goes, oh, you get fringe benefits. What is fringe benefits? You don't get killed.
Well, one thing the listeners can be assured of is we're definitely not doing this show for the financial compensation. This is a labor of love.
It sure is.
You're getting financially compensated.
Yeah, here and there.
That's if we had more advertising.
Yeah. And Joe?
I do the best I can.
No, you don't.
My very, very best.
I'd have to say that's somewhat untrue. I think you could do a little better.
Yeah.
I'll try to turn it up a notch.
There you go. That's what I want to hear. Just lie to me. Peace, love, and Wild Bill Wild. Call back. Quote the Raven, nevermore. The end. Go to bed.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.